Sexually Speaking, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Ruth.
Hello.
Hi, I just wanted to say I loved your show.
Thank you.
And I needed to know, is it common for teenage boys to at one point have a homosexual encounter?
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's common. I tell you why. Because we don't have statistics. Mm-hmm. But I do know that there are some young people who do have homosexual experiences, men and women. That does not mean that they're homosexual.
Okay, because I am in a really bad situation at the moment. I was recently introduced to someone, and in the past he'd been known to have a lot of one-night stands with girls.
With girls?
Yes, mm-hmm. And we were introduced by a mutual friend mm-hmm. because he had been saying that he wanted a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And after we were introduced, he went around telling all his friends how much he really liked me and wanted to go out with me. And my friend had heard, she didn't know if it was a rumor, that he had once had a homosexual encounter, and she confronted him,
mm-hmm.
and he admitted it,
mm-hmm.
but he said that he liked me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a question between me, he likes me a lot, but in the back of his mind, he's not sure if he wants to become gay.
Oh,
but it's more that he likes me, and I'm just really scared because I can like him a lot, and I don't know.
Don't do anything. I tell you why. If he is not you, if you would have said to me, look, he has had a homosexual experience as a teenager.
It was a long time ago.
Yes, if that's what you would say to me, but right now, but he's not homosexually mm-hmm. inclined at all. He really is heterosexual.
Right.
And I like him. And I'm very fond of him, then I would say forget about that one experience. But that's not what you are saying. What you are saying that he is conflicted about does he want to go out with men or with women. And that's nothing that you can do about it, even if you like him a lot. He needs a professional help. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Do not go out with him because you're going to get hurt.
Well, it wouldn't, if he went out with me, it wouldn't be as a cover because he is not ashamed of admitting it if he decided to become gay.
No, I understand that, but why do you have to go out with somebody where you don't know if in 4 weeks, in 3 weeks, in 2 months, he's not going to tell you, thank you very much, but I'm now in love with a guy.
So I should just forget about him, be his friend?
Yes.
Okay.
And but do suggest to him, do not engage in sex with him. And but do suggest to him for his confusion, you know, in order to help his confusion about which way to go. And you know very well that I have a lot of respect for anybody. It is not that I'm saying, you know, that one thing is preferable to another. It's heterosexual in our society is easier in many respects. But you make absolutely sure that you don't get involved with somebody who is not sure that he's interested in women.
Okay.
He has to figure that out first with a therapist.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thanks very much.
Thank you very much for calling.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.